We're currently being inundated with those like BuzzFeed quizzes of like to help you determine what kind of dog that you are. We might all have to do that and see what science says.
I did it. They said I was a Pomeranian. I don't know.
Do those have a job?
Because
you're
so.
Definitely a working dog. You are not a lap dog.
Yeah. Oh, this might be good. Scott Kaplan is a Dalmatian. That's probably right. You know, starfish and cop. That's a good call. I like that. Yeah.
I don't mind that either. I'm going to find. I will let the next break take this. But if I take a BuzzFeed quiz, does that land me on some sort of like spam?
Oh yeah, we're going to get all
like Gmail
all the time.
Kind of thing. People hack my system, sort of thing. Are those safe?
You're already there. There's nothing you can do about it.
I mean, anything you've ever done puts you there. Right, but I'm like, I just don't want my stuff actively hacked. Does that happen with these?
Not with
BuzzFeed. I never answer those on Facebook.
BuzzFeed. Not with BuzzFeed.
They're a legitimate organization.
Yeah. You got Pomeranian.
Sure.
That's amazing. I'm going to
take
this quiz.
I don't know.
All right. So more quiz taking there. So last night in New York, Steph Curry broke the all-time record for three-pointers made in the NBA. It was an inevitability. It wasn't like a surprise or anything like that, but it's still a huge moment. Steph is one of the few guys I think most fans can kind of agree on. I don't know a lot of people who don't like Steph, don't like watching him, don't appreciate him playing and all that kind of stuff. In your head, though, Ramona, why is this such a big deal that Steph, you know, passes Ray Allen and breaks this record?
So it's interesting. I was actually there when Ray Allen set this record the first time, and I didn't know why it was such a big deal at the time. I was like, oh yeah, I mean, that's really cool. Right. And it is really cool in the sense that, you know, it's not quite like the all time home run record or anything like that, but I just think there are so few things in basketball where you get to stand out like this. Like me, you know, you climb the list, right? You know, oh, LeBron is now third. LeBron is now second. Like whatever it's going to be, wherever he'll end up on the all-time scoring list. There's very few of those moments in the NBA. Like they just, it's not, I mean, it can be a statistical sport in a lot of ways, but very few in the sort of counting stats. And I also think people are just really in the mood for something good now. Like I've been on this kick the last week. Like I just think we all need to just be happy and look on the bright side all the time, because everything else out there, all the news we get every day, is pretty bad, right? It's pretty scary.
Is that fair? We did open the show with how literally every athlete in sports has COVID.
COVID everywhere.
Right. let's all have a drink.
It's so bad right now, and I just think that we need to. I'm in this stage where I'm just like, I'm going to look on the bright side. Happy talk. Like it is like, yes, wear your mask, protect yourself and all that. But like, I just felt like watching that last night, like, oh, people just need to feel good. Like people just need to feel good about something. And Steph to me is a guy that you could just feel good about. Like he doesn't have a lot of scandal. I mean, the biggest scandal associated with Steph was probably when his parents filed for divorce over the summer. That was shocking.
Yeah.
Right. Like, whoa, Sonia and Dell, if they can't make it, nobody can. Right? That's the biggest scandal I've ever seen associated with Steph. I mean, and it wasn't even him.
The only other closest thing is like sort of the misogynistic, irritating backlash that comes with people not liking that his wife has cooking shows.
Right. I mean, like his wife. I mean,
do too. But like, you know, it gets to what you're trying to reach for. If you know, there are people who think, oh, he's a little overrated, or maybe like, you know, he's just a shooter. But nobody, those are all like the differences of degree. Nobody says, I don't dislike Steph. In the same way that, like, I think Clay is probably the only athlete that all of Twitter likes. Like, everybody likes Clay Thompson.
I mean, there was a time when people didn't like Steph, and that, like, when he threw his mouthpiece, remember that thing?
Yeah.
And then, you know, during those years when they got Durant, it kind of seemed like he was this, they were just winning so much. People don't really like people who win all the time and things that, you know, he's a child of privilege, right? Because his dad was in the NBA. I mean, they, people just kind of got over the whole wholesome Curry family thing, you know?
My mom doesn't like Steph because he often chews on his mouth guard that way, which she thinks is disgusting. Mm-hmm. She just thinks that's gross.
That. Yeah, it's fine, though. He's actually pretty hygienic with it. I've seen it. Like, there's not, like, drool everywhere. He's just chewing on it,
under some Purell, every time out.
Brian, tell me if this is a compliment. I actually said this to my husband the other day. I said, you know, Nevin, one of the things that I really liked about you from the first time I met you, you're, like, really clean. Like, you don't ever smell bad. Like, like, I don't have to worry about you leaving the seat up. You know, like... That's a good trait for a guy.
I think that's good.
Underrated.
I mean, look, I'm not gonna lie.
If guys are listening,
I have one kid who will always flush, but never lifts the seat. One kid who always lifts the seat.
Yeah.
And never flushes.
Oh.
And I'm trying to train them to get it right.
Yeah. You got to do that. It's a really important thing.
It is important. No, you absolutely should. Okay. No, I think that's you always smell nice. Yeah, now, wait a minute. Hold on.
It's a compliment.
Did you tell him that he always smells nice or just that he never smells bad? There's a difference.
I said, you never smell bad. You're never gross. I said, I like that you're never gross. Like, you don't leave clothes all over. You don't smell bad.
No, that's a nice compliment.
Yeah, that's a compliment. That's... Okay, good.
And that's okay.
So anyway, we're back to Steph Curry. I think he's just this guy that he seems like a normal person. He is a normal person, okay? Like, of all the superstars I have ever covered, he is the most grounded, normal person I have ever met. I mean, he really is. Like, he is not, like, you know, when you see him outside of basketball, he's wearing, like, sweats and a t-shirt. Like, he's just a normal dude. And he's small. Like, he's not this big giant who's 7 feet tall. And there's this, he still looks like he's 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing that throws me off is, like, sometimes he and Aisha will post some, like, you know, a little bit, I don't know, some like pictures on Instagram where you put, you're like, oh, whoa, that's more than I needed to see. Right. Like they'll go on a date night. I'm like, oh, I don't want a picture of you.
Scandalo.
Like that. Yeah. Like, I mean, Dwayne and Gabby do that too. And you're like, whoa, hey, that's a lot. Okay. But like, it's, you know, it's that's,
I mean, to be fair, if I were in my 50s and still look like Gabrielle Union, I'd probably be posting that all the time.
Yeah, I would too. But, like, I mean, I don't want to elaborate because it's a lot. There's photos that they'll be, like, in the bedroom. And you're like, oh, hey, okay, we don't need the IG.
And my question with that is always, who's taking the picture?
Me too.
I want to know who's the photographer.
Long arms, I think. I think them, but long arms. But
not
like
always.
Stuff, like, there's this sort of, like, he's 12, he wears sweatpants, he's just a regular guy, and he happens to be really good at basketball. And, like, I don't know if it's like from an aspirational quality, but it's also the way he carries himself. Like Brian, I watched him very closely during the peak Warriors dynasty years. That dude will stop every single time on his way on and off the court and sign autographs for like some kid. Like when the Warriors played at Staples Center a couple weeks ago, everybody lines up after he's doing his post game interviews because they know he's going to like throw something to them, like a shirt or the towel or something. Like every single time he connects with the fans. I mean, there's no air about him. Like he's too big for this game or for a fan, or there's just something about him that's just very grounded.
All right. With that in mind, we're going to do jump ball next, but here's the question I want you to think about, because I was thinking about this today. I'm not saying that Steph is the best player of the last 25 or 30 or 40 years or whatever, because I don't think he is, but can you make an argument that he is, based on a lot of what you're talking about there, the most influential player when you talk about off the court, you know, the influence on the way kids look at how they play the game and all that stuff. That's a question I want to ask after we do Jump Ball, which is coming up next. Brian Kamenetsky, Ramona Shelburne in for John and Steve, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thank you very much, Chris. And obviously at 2:15 today instead of the normal 2:40. But the AP poll came out the other day in college basketball. UCLA is number 4, Arizona is number 8, and USC is number 10. Three is the most teams in the top 10 by any conference in the country. And both LA teams are there. Are we seeing the resurgence of the Pac-12 in college basketball, or is it too early to say that? Don't you laugh at me, Brian.
No, I'm laughing because there may be no human being who steps into sports radio less qualified to answer that question than me. I have not watched a college basketball game in 5 years.
I watched that Duke-Gonzaga game, and I watched a couple UCLA games. Greg, I think we're not seeing a resurgence yet. Too soon to say that, but it is good that they have a couple of good programs here because it has been barren out here on the West Coast for a while. I mean, like, Gonzaga's been the best team. Like, that's embarrassing for the Pac-12. Like, you gotta step it up, guys. Like, there's just...
Gonzaga's pretty good.
I know, but they're not... That's a small school in Eastern Washington. I mean, come on. What are we doing out here at UCLA, USC? Come on. Like USC has had lottery picks. Like, Evan Mobley played at USC last year. I mean, like, they made it to the Sweet 16, and that was great, but Evan Mobley is amazing. Like, that guy, like, I just feel like there are talented players that come through the Pac-12 all the time, but for some reason it's not translating into being top teams in the country and going and winning national titles. And some of that I think is probably just like the best players leave after 1 year. But I hope it's translating into better teams because this should be a basketball mecca.
It should be. I mean, LA's the best basketball town.
And UCLA, you know why UCLA is good, Greg?
Why
is because
that?
They have players that have stayed more than 1 year.
Yeah. Yeah, they are a very old team now. Everybody from the Final Four team last year is back. But would you agree, Momo, that like USC in football, when USC is good in football, it's good for the Pac-12. When UCLA
Absolutely.
And Arizona are good in basketball, it's good for the Pac-12.
I agree. And Arizona's been – they've been kind of reeling the last few years because they had the academic scandal. Right. They had a bunch of coaches who got caught up in that not academic, the Adidas one, like with all the, you know, the boosters and all that. So
Sean Miller paying people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what was that? Was it Adidas or Reebok? I can't remember all the, you know, they were just busting people for recruiting players or paying players to go to school.
Both, probably.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We got to choose.
And now we have NIL deals, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about that.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, the last college basketball game I watched was that one where Zion got hurt.
Where he popped his
against
shoe?
Against North Carolina, where he blew out his shoe and got hurt. that was the last one I watched.
That has been a little while.
Yeah.
So I was looking in my medicine cabinet today, and realized that I have a bottle of cologne that is easily over 15 years old. Mm. Not a big cologne guy. I don't wear it very often, but it's a bottle of Ralph Lauren Romance that an ex-girlfriend got me when I was probably 20 years old. So two questions. Does cologne go bad? And what is the oldest thing that you have in your medicine cabinet, or if you don't have anything old in your medicine cabinet, in your house in general?
You know who wouldn't know if cologne goes bad? Nevin, because he always smells good.
Exactly. He used to wear Eternity. He would always wear Eternity. And he used to put a lot on. Like, I was like, whoa, that's a lot, man. Like, I'm like, you don't, you just need like one or two sprays. Like, it's not like a full body thing. Like, it's not like, but yeah, he doesn't really
So
do
it's
that
good
anymore.
That you don't smell bad, but sometimes you smell a little too good.
It's a lot.
A little
like,
too
my
much
aunt,
Eternity.
She used to be like really sensitive to it, and it would be like for days afterwards. She was like, was Nevin in here?
Ouch.
Like, I mean, it was a lot of cologne. You know, Greg, I have some perfume that is like decades old that I haven't worn, and I don't think I think it theoretically it could go bad, but I don't think it does because
I don't think
it
does
either. The other day, and it was okay.
Yeah, I don't think it does.
Yeah.
And my wife would make fun of me about this because I have stuff like she'll buy me like a nice, like a high-end deodorant. I don't wear a lot of cologne, but like a higher-end deodorant or something. You know, you can buy deodorant sticks that are like $40 if you want, like different stuff like that, an aftershave or whatever. And I'll be like, oh, well, I got to save that for like the special times when we go somewhere, like we don't go anywhere. It's like, and then I had children. And that eliminates. So I've got like really high end stuff sitting in the back of my drawers and stuff like that, because I'm saving it for events that will never ever happen.
Okay, so it doesn't go bad. All right,
it doesn't.
Jorge, your turn.
Okay, so I'm in this little white elephant thing with somebody's family, you know, and I don't know the person that I got. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys suggest I buy for somebody who I really don't? So should I buy them cologne or perfume?
Well, it doesn't spoil.
Huh? It's a white elephant.
Yeah, it's a white elephant thing.
Liquor. Always liquor.
Oh, yeah.
Always liquor.
Or cash.
No, but, okay, but you don't know.
Yeah, that's what they said. People... Cop out. No gift cards, no cash.
Okay.
Yeah. Be
look, I mean, it's the Ireland special is cash. And I'll be honest with you, some people might find it impersonal. Nobody returns it. Yeah, at the White Elephant Party, nobody says, or, you know, whatever, I want to change gifts with that guy because, you know, I got cash and I want something else.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I usually think, like, if you're trying to be the person who gets something good at the White Elephant game, at the White Elephant gift exchange, I would do liquor. If you're trying to be somebody who is annoying, I would get an ugly sweater or I would get a stuffed animal.
Booze is the best of those options.
Booze is the best. Booze. Yeah, good call. Yeah, go get some Fireball or something. You know?
Yeah. But no, not that. Oh. You can't get, don't get terrible booze. Get booze that says, I hate you.
Fireball's all right.
No, it's
what
not.
What are you drinking?
Are you 16? What are
yes.
You? No, no, yes. No grown-up human being drinks that.
They
freshman
totally
in college.
Do.
No.
I totally still drink that sometimes.
Why?
So how do you drink it? You drink with what? Just straight?
Just over ice. Why not?
Over ice.
I can give you 20 reasons why not. Because it's disgusting.
I can give you some cinnamon dentine if you'd like.
You have a. You are a woman with a job. You can afford really Fireball, Jägermeister, Goldschlager. Those are things you drink when you only can drink anything you can get your hands on because you're 14.
And you can't. Fireball is all right.
It is not all right, Ramona. It's not okay.
We do a little bottle exchange every year with my girlfriend.
Nothing about that. No. Nothing about
that
is okay.
That is like the most sought after one. Okay.
Nothing about that is okay.
You know what it is?
You're a grown up. Drink grown up
booze.
You and
Andy are just like for real drinkers. Like, I have much better taste than that, but like, I'm not too proud to drink a Fireball. Come on.
You should be. God sakes, you've won awards and things like that.
What have I told you? So the Manning
cat. I think you're off on that.
I'm gonna put out a poll on Twitter at Cam Brothers. Is Fireball okay for a grown-up to drink?
Who yes was it at no? Super Bowl
from,
party? Wasn't there
from somebody on Twitter? My wife and I love Fireball. Try it with ginger ale. Yeah, that sounds good.
Fireball and ginger? Ooh.
Ginger ale. Yeah, sounds good, man.
Who was it? There was somebody that had a Super Bowl party and they were passing around Fireball shots, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's all right, man. Yeah,
you know, that's a normal thing, I guess. Thank you, Pitbull. All right, so the Manning cast is a huge success and will just continue to get better. Well, there are now reports out that, you don't like it. It's okay. So then you might, then this question is for you, Momo. You can start it off.
I mean, it's not Fireball, but other people seem to like it.
Well, there are reports out now that Amazon is going to try and poach the Manning cast from ESPN. How big of a loss would this be if it were to happen?
Dang, really?
Yeah.
That's cold. I think that'd be a pretty big deal. Like, I don't know. There's a part of me that's like, hey, where's your loyalty, Manix? They're making like $30 million a year. I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess always be negotiating. So maybe that's just somebody trying to get more money. I don't know.
This makes me wonder what kind of dog breed the Manning brothers are.
Not the loyal one. I don't know.
I mean,
where's this report from, by the way, before I comment on this? You always come up with these weird stories.
I mean, this came out the other day, but I can find it for you and send it. It's not ever weird sourced. It's all very much real stories. I
okay.
Make them up. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's just go on to another one because you don't like that question.
Yeah.
By the way, I am happy to advocate for Amazon getting this sort of thing if they're interested.
For
yeah.
you?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Well, Marissa Tomei is an incredible actress and is Aunt May in the new Spider-Man movies. She thinks the ending into the new No Way Home movie was so great that she had to tell somebody. She told her therapist. Doctor-patient confidentiality and all that. It's a hard word to say. Marvel is crazy about keeping their movies secret. So, did Tomei mess up here?
Yes. You can't tell anybody. You're not supposed to tell people.
But even if it's your therapist?
No. Nobody. Nobody means nobody. Your therapist is not supposed to be telling people either. But, like, you can't trust anyone. I will say, like, you know the whole... Remember the whole Baby Yoda thing?
Yeah.
Who was... What's her... Dallas Bryce Howard was the director of a lot of those episodes. Ron Howard's daughter and, you know, star of many movies. Excellent actress. She had to swear... Like, sign her kids, like, total secrecy. And she said that was the most difficult thing. because they just sort of found out, because it's, you know, TV program and all that kind of stuff. Over time, they learn, like, those kids had to keep the secret of Baby Yoda, or else, like, the entire studio was going to crumble.
Yeah.
Like, that is a terrible burden that kids
have. Well, did it get out
it.
Because she told their therapist?
No, kids kept the secret. And the therapist apparently couldn't.
So wait, Greg, so you're saying the therapist is the one who
No, she didn't say she liked it. Marissa Tomei said that she told her therapist.
I think that's okay. You're supposed to be able to tell your therapist things. I mean, I think there's one person you can tell, it's your therapist. I wouldn't tell my husband, or I wouldn't tell, actually, I probably would tell my husband, but that was pretty good at keeping secrets. He knows, like, he's always there when I get a phone call, and he knows things. And people, I don't think he's ever leaked it. Not to my knowledge. Like, he doesn't tell his guy friends. He doesn't tell anybody. Like, occasionally he'll have the random tweet where I think he goes too far, but, you know, pretty good.
Early returns on the Twitter poll. Is it okay for a grown-up to drink Fireball? People are so moved by this question. They're not even answering the poll part. They're just responding with words.
Fireball.
Depends. This from Claire DeLune, our friend, Claire ML, MPLS. It depends. Does that grown-up hate themselves?
Bing bong.
Another one. If you have to ask via Twitter poll, the answer is no. Another one, Los Angelino says,
really.
Hell no. And then somebody else, David Lay, sends just the gif of all the people on Family Guy vomiting. So, thus far, apparently the answer is no. You're not supposed to do that.
Snobby.
That'll do it.
We can't all be men of the people, so to speak.
Hell no.
I want to get back to that Steph Curry thing, and I've also found, I think we can do better, Jorge, with your dog breed.
Yeah, and I'm fired up about this Ben Affleck thing, man.
Yeah, and we'll get
to that.
What's
up with that guy?
We got a lot to do in 34 minutes, to be perfectly honest.
Why did you unmatch me?
It's all this time on the dogs and the Fireball, and I just want to tee off on Ben Affleck.
I read the story, and I can understand.
She drove him to rehab
3 years after they broke up.
After they got divorced, and he's going to go on Howard Stern and say, she's the reason I started drinking? Oh, no.
Mm. All right, well, a lot to do.
Fired up.
710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so we've got Game of Games next, right? That's it. And then, like, the show's over. All right, Momo, so I will leave it to you. Dealer's choice for what amounts to the final segment of the day.
Yeah.
Fireball.
We can always go back to one of these tomorrow. We got a full show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do you want to do more things about Steph, or do you want to do this whole Ben Affleck thing?
Oh, Ben Affleck.
That's what I
think. Let me just lay this one out there for you, Brian. Okay, so... I'm going to read you the lead of Chrissy Carr's story in the LA Times this morning. It's a great lead. Okay, you ready? Ben Affleck recently said his marriage to Jennifer Garner drove him to drink, but Twitter remembers when she drove him to rehab. That's a great lead. Okay, Ben Affleck was on yesterday with Howard Stern, and he's promoting the movie The Tender Bar, which is a really – I'm excited about that movie. It's a J.R. Moringer story and got adapted into a movie. And he said he would probably still be drinking if he had stayed married to Jennifer Garner. Okay. Quote, it's part of why I started drinking, Affleck said, because I was trapped. I was like, I can't leave because of my kids, but I'm not happy. What do I do? What I did was drink a bottle of scotch and fall asleep on the couch, which turned out not to be the solution. Now, Brian, he left out the part about cheating on his wife with the nanny. Mm. He left that part out. And also that Jennifer Garner, like, after they got divorced in 2015, was seen driving him to rehab in 2018, like, was still a good guy.
those do feel relevant.
Mm-hmm.
To the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, like, first of all, they have three kids together. You should not be saying that about the mother of your kids, okay? You are not the first man to feel trapped in a marriage and then go get a tattoo of a phoenix rising from the ashes afterwards. After you cheat on your wife with the nanny and then leave and go back to your ex, Jennifer Lopez. I was just getting my head around this Bennifer remake, you know, like, I'm happy for her.
Hollywood is very into reboots.
Yeah, it's a old relationship that has been rekindled. They're both divorced with kids from previous marriages. Like, happy for you guys that you found each other again and all that. I was wrapping my head around this whole thing. I don't need all the PDA, but okay, that's fine. But then you go and slander the wife of your three children. Like, just say I wasn't happy. You don't need to talk about, like, I get he's trying to be honest, but, like, you need to couch that with, this was on me, this was me.
I was about to say, okay, because like, my question is this, like,
technically, oh,
a couple people have come to his defense on,
like, who?
On social.
Let me guess, Matt Damon?
People, just, okay. Like, randos.
Random Twitter,
the same
okay.
People who think you shouldn't be drinking, yeah. Fireball.
Got it.
They said, you know, we're taking, well, he's talking about the marriage. He's talking about, you know, the condition of being,
yeah.
Like, in an unhappy marriage, not
yeah,
saying
true.
Jennifer Garner was the reason I'm not saying I buy that. And I'm definitely 1,000% in agreement with you that you don't go on Howard Stern and even imply that the mother of your children was the reason you had an alcohol problem. Is that even kind of close to, like, it's not Jennifer Garner's fault that I was unhappy, but I was really unhappy and I didn't know what to
yeah,
do. But leaving out the part where I handled it really badly by having an affair is unconscionable.
Yeah, just left that whole part out. Okay.
Yeah.
But to me, it's like, all if you want to talk about how you felt trapped in a marriage, okay, you got to make it really clear that it's the institution of marriage and that particular marriage that is what you felt trapped by, not that it's your wife. You have to say, we love each other. She was amazing. Like, or you just make it like, and I'll say, like, do you remember the movie Eat, Pray, Love?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I read the book and watched the movie. And that entire movie is based on Elizabeth Gilbert, who is the writer. She broke up with her husband because there came a point in their marriage where she realizes, like, you know what? I don't actually want to have kids. I don't like being married. It really truly is. It's not you, it's me. And in the book, which she does this very well, I think she makes it good. It really is me. It's me feeling like I don't want to be married. You're a good guy. Go get married to somebody else who wants to be married. I made a mistake here. Sorry. My bad. I'm going to go run around the world for a year and try to figure out what I do want to do and then write a book about it. Okay. And then do a movie. I'm sure her first husband, not pleased with the book, not pleased with the movie, but no one thinks it's his fault. Very clear she is about where the fault for this is. And that's why people understand that, like, some marriage can be hard and stifling and weird. And everybody has, like, feelings of being trapped. Like, of course they do. You know, people get cold feet before their weddings. Like, it's a scary thing to think about getting married to somebody for life. Like, I don't care how in love you are with that person, but don't blame them for saying that you became an alcoholic.
Particularly in the case of Jennifer Garner, when, like, the all the evidence is out there, like, she did you right even after, like,
oh,
once
no.
They drive, it's you know how much of a commitment it is to take somebody, pick somebody up at the airport. Like,
yeah,
you want me to come to LAX and get you?
Oh.
I will Venmo you money for an Uber. Like, I know. I am not doing that. Like, then they show up. That is a friend who comes. Like, why did she drive him there? Because he is the father of their children. So
yeah.
She drove him to. I just, like, what do you think
Dang,
possesses
man.
A human being? Like, this feels like a particularly man problem. Like, to go
yes.
on Howard Stern and think you can just kind of, like, there's not going to be any blowback from that.
Well, I think in the immortal words of Jennifer Aniston when talking about Brad Pitt, it's like he has a sensitivity chip missing.
Possibly.
Like maybe when you run off with your coworker, you know, Angelina Jolie, and then have lots of babies, like, don't diss your ex-wife. Like, just don't. Just say that I'm madly in love. I just fell in love with somebody else. Like, that, you just, there's a way to do that that doesn't get you. I mean, he's not going to get canceled. He's fine.
No.
Like, it just makes you look
and
like a total
narcissist.
And
he'll backtrack and he'll say, you know, this was not, you know, and he'll try to clean up his mess a little bit here. But yeah.
It's also not surprising he does it on Howard Stern's show. Like, you know, when you go on like Howard show, you kind of get into the like the guy mode and the, you know, I mean, it probably was like the setting and the person you're talking to. Like, no offense to Howard, but that's like kind of a place, you know, you would say something like that and then probably everybody laughed and all that. But it's like, you're the one who drank a bottle of scotch and fell asleep on the couch, not your wife.
Like,
and also, like, I'll say this as a woman, okay? It is really hard to have one baby, to go through 9 months of pregnancy, then have the baby, then take care of the baby. Like, you know, people don't talk about how hard that is. She had three of his kids, okay? I'm sure they had some help and all that, but she had three of his kids. Like, that is not, you can never disrespect a woman who does that. Oh, no.
It's just a bad idea. Update.
Just don't say anything.
That's the thing. It's like, it always like, just stop. Or like, as Mark McGuire once said famously, I'm not here to talk about the past.
Yeah.
There I got a movie coming out. I got a new girlfriend who's my old girlfriend, but that's the same thing. Updates on the Twitter poll. Here's a middle ground for you, Ramona, when it comes to drinking Fireball as a grown-up.
Okay.
Fireball.
Slut for Pudding says, I have it with toast every
Excuse
morning.
Excuse me? Okay.
And I am most assuredly an adult. Grant LA at Granted LA says, if it's at a bar, then fine. If it's at dinner, grow up, Peter Pan. Kobe Forever offers this suggestion. If Ramona is looking for a cheap whiskey, Bird Dog Peach Whiskey is where it's at. Fireball is an abomination.
Bing bong.
You're missing a lot of these.
I know.
Fireball and Coke is awesome.
Yep.
Whiskey Fireball. And ginger is a great drink, and that is refreshing, but no, Fireball is not an acceptable adult drink. Okay.
Hell yes, that thing. Bleep slaps. That's a good review.
Yeah. Rum chata and Fireball is bomb.
Uh-huh. I like this meme.
Fireball and a rum chata shot. It's called Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That sounds delicious.
That sounds like sophomore year in college, but sure. This from Daniel Tapia. Do I regret a meme that says, do I regret it? Yes. Would I do it again? Probably. That seems to sum up Fireball pretty well. There are people.
I'm not saying it's my first choice.
Who are in
I'm
your
just
camp.
Saying it's not as bad as your. Yeah.
And the polling is surprisingly narrow. No is winning, but it's much closer than I thought.
Yeah, I think what are you going to go out and buy a $75 bottle of whiskey for someone at a White Elephant party?
But I mean, I'm not going to buy him Fireball.
I don't know. Are you going to get him like Jack Daniels or something?
I think that's a good way to do it. Yes. I've also found similar to how, you know, I think, you know, whenever there's a white player in the NBA and we try to come up with player comps, we always come up with a different white player in the NBA. I feel like we could do better than just assigning Jorge the short-haired Mexican dog.
He chose that for himself.
It felt lazy.
I feel like we
could do better.
No, but he chose that.
So I've got this one.
Right?
A skipper key. Skipper keys are regarded as happy and loyal companions. Their sassy demeanor and enthusiasm for mischief requires dedicated owners who will supervise their adventures. Skipper keys are talented escape artists. A well-fenced yard and on-leash walks are a must. Basically, I feel like that kind of captures a little bit of Jorge's spirit of mischief and fun and devilishness. Mm-hmm. What do you feel about skipper key? Jorge, are you on board?
I'm on board for sure.
Greg, sassy demeanor.
I think it works.
Enthusiasm for mischief.
Yes.
That sounds like.
Hey guys, vote for Jorge.
The enthusiasm for mischief thing for Jorge, absolutely.
Yes. On point.
He's always constantly in Mason's ear, being like, "Hey, say this. rip on this guy. Do this."
He's got a sassy demeanor.
You don't know all the things that go through Jorge's head that he gets people to do.
There's a show behind the show.
And yet he's still working here, which makes him a talented escape artist.
There you go.
There you go.
You're a Skipper Key. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I was doing a lot of research while all this was going on. Game of Games is next. Whose game is it today?
It is my game.
Greg Bergman's game.
Yes.
I have 1 point, and I can actually pull ahead of a lot of people here by winning today. I'm very excited about that. We're going until 3 o'clock when that's when Sliwa starts, right, with the pregame show, Sliwa and Michael Thompson, show I like to call The Old Man and the Slee.
Oh, they call it Spock and the Jock.
Spock and the Jock.
I like mine better.
Of course you do.
We'll do that next. Mason and Ireland show, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right. So coming. Whoa.
You all right there?
Nope. No, I'm not.
Okay. Hey, Game of Games. Today it's Greg's game. All right.
Yes.
Greg's game. Greg, what are we playing today?
Wait, we have to give a score update. Mace has 3 wins this month. Ireland 2. Bergman 1. 4. No. I'm sorry. Jorge, none. It doesn't seem to know the rules. Momo, you've got 1. Clinton Yates has 1. And I have 1.
Yeah.
All right.
I can move into third.
You can. So the number game is what we're going to play today. This is very similar to the alumni game, just with numbers. I'll give you athletes, and you tell me what number they wore that they all have in common. So, like, Kobe wore 24 and 8, so it would have to be all the number 24s in that situation. Got it?
I'm probably not going to be very good
lose.
At this.
I'm going to lose this game.
Right, we'll good. We're both bad.
All right.
Name is your buzzer.
All right.
So I'm going to start naming off names. Carlos Tevez.
Jorge. What? Number 10.
That is incorrect.
What? Number 10.
He was not in this list.
Okay.
Tyrann Mathieu, Kevin McHale, Magic Johnson.
Momo. 32
is the right answer, so there's one for
all
Momo.
Right.
The Skipper Key would have gotten that.
The Skipper Key would have gotten that. All right, the second one. Al Kaline, Jay Cutler, Ryan Howard, Steve Garvey.
Jorge. Number 6.
That is right.
Yes. Nice.
Jorge. Wow. Getting the 6. Nicely done, Jorge.
Steve Garvey was a sex symbol at one time.
He was.
That.
He was. All right. The third one. I have 7 of these and a tiebreaker. The third one. Ernie Davis. Floyd Little. Reggie Jackson. Hank Aaron. Jerry West.
Jorge. 55.
No.
Momo. 44.
44 is the right answer. Yes. Momo's got 2. And
I knew the Jerry West one.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to get one.
You don't know Hank Aaron? Hank Aaron, 44?
I thought he was 44, but when you said Jerry West, that was
I know it. Aaron Hank. Right, Laura?
All right. That was on the afternoon show.
Aaron
All right.
Hank.
Number 4, Jason Elam, Rod Strickland, Roberto Luongo, Pee Wee Reese, Cam Newton.
Brian. 1.
1 is the right answer. Brian's on the board.
That was always my number. I was always number 1.
You're always number
that.
1? Oh, you should have known that one. The next one was going to be Tracy McGrady. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Still wouldn't have got it.
All right. Number 5, George Mikan, Jason Taylor.
Brian. 99.
99 is the right answer. Wow. Brian is now tied with Momo with 2.
2-2-1, right?
2-2-1.
No, you're Minneapolis Lakers.
Okay. Exactly. All right, number 8. Number 6. Sorry. got the wrong number there.
Wrong number here.
Jordi Alba from La Liga. Johnny Damon. Moises Alou.
Jorge. Is it 25?
That is incorrect.
It is not.
Phil Jackson. Joe Morgan. Peyton Manning.
Momo. 12.
No.
Don't know.
Brian.
Really?
Do
Brian.
Do you have more people?
I can find more, but no, that was 6.
3?
No.
Jorge, can I steal it?
You can. No, you've already said 1, but you can say what it is, Jorge.
18.
It is 18.
Oh. 18.
All right, so Jorge, you need this one to stay in for the tiebreaker. But
you know what? I think I should get that point because I was closest without going over.
Nope.
$1.
Okay. All right.
All right. Number 7. And this one is going to, if Momo or Brian gets it, they win. If Jorge gets it, all three of you are in the tiebreaker.
Come on, Momo. Right, let's go. I'm standing.
All right.
Bouncing.
Number
you
seven.
Are, but you're standing crouched over, aren't you?
No,
you're not
I'm
fully
bouncing.
Upright. Your hands are on your knees. Your hands are on your knees.
Game of Games is a big deal to Momo. And I
no,
it.
I'm like shadow boxing in here.
All right. Carlos Delgado. World Be Free. Sammy Sosa.
Jorge.
Jorge.
21.
21 is the right answer. 21. All three of you dang. Are going to the tiebreaker. I love it.
Oh.
21.
All right.
I need some people I know.
I was also going to say Roberto Clemente, Deion Sanders, and Tim Duncan.
Also 21, perfect days to drink Fireball.
I knew right. you'd be on my side, Jorge.
All right, here we go. This
Fireball.
This is for everything. Ooh. I just gave you seven numbers.
Yeah.
What is the total of all of those numbers closest without going over Brian?
No.
Come on, stop doing
okay.
math.
193.
Okay, Momo?
I have no idea, so I will just say the average is 20, and I'll say 140.
Okay, and Jorge?
I always screw this up, man.
You always do screw it up.
I was told
you
there would be no
moves,
math.
Jorge. So you just have to figure out what those two moves are.
194.
194.
I'm going to win.
Nope, you're not.
Jorge is on the board.
What? Yes.
The final answer is 221. Jorge has a point
Ramona,
in Game of Games.
One of the numbers was 99.
That
gets
that's
you,
right.
That gets you near 100 right away.
I forgot that.
Yeah, there was also a 1, though. There was a 1 and a 99.
That's 100.
So, right. There was a 1.
That is 100. You're right.
I forgot about the 99.
Did you hear the confidence with Jorge right there? That's 100.
I'm here every day. You're right, man.
And then he blew on his knuckles and rubbed them on his
lapel. I'm glad that Jorge won. Jorge, I'm happy for you. I truly am.
This is very exciting.
If I was in the studio, I would buy you French fries again.
This means that by the end of the week, Jorge's got one. You, Jorge, me, Clinton, and Momo are all tied. Like, this is some high-stakes stuff going on here.
Because you really did share the point yesterday. It was only because I made the tiebreaker too hard.
Well, I did that with Mace too, though. Mace and I shared one also because we couldn't get nobody.
So
got
really,
it.
Should just be one for those two shared wins. Should do halves.
This is the way that we do it. We can talk about it with Mace next week. Where
I
Mace
agree,
they can decide if we get a half a point or a full point for those.
Momo was fine with her having one and all that stuff and being in third place, but now she hears the footsteps. She's got me and Jorge breathing down her neck, right. Coming up. You know, charging
I just didn't think
fast.
You deserved a full fledged win. Like, when you tie, you tie.
I think maybe you should have asked a better question.
Like, in baseball,
I mean, how did you not win the game about Bryant? Like, come on. I teed that up for you.
No, and you know what, though? And I did apologize at the end, noting that, you know, your game was good.
It was good, and it was supposed to be pumping you up, Brian. It was like, welcome back. We haven't been in the same room in a while. Done a show together. I'm doing a game in your honor, and you didn't even win it.
I was thinking of famous Brian's, and there were a couple you left off the table, but that you know, but I should have done better. No, I should have done better.
Yeah, it's okay.
Tomorrow is a Brian game. Do you think we'll have a famous Momo game?
There's not too many.
No, just famous Ramonas.
Famous Ramonas.
It's all about Beverly Cleary books.
Yes, exactly.
How many more are there? Like, how many? What is the most famous? Are you the most famous Ramona?
No, the girl from Real Housewives of New York, Ramona Singer. She's definitely more famous.
So that makes you the second most famous Ramona.
Maybe. There's not many of us. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I think, but she's definitely more famous. She's on Real Housewives.
Okay, so if Ramona is a top, I don't know, 3%, like how many, what are you in the Greg, famous Gregs, Greg?
So by the way, I'm not anywhere near the top there, but I'm looking on Wikipedia and it has notable people for Ramonas, and Ramona's in the notable people.
Ramona Shelburne.
Yes, you are in the notable.
We are so going to review
born
this list tomorrow. This
at
is
a time,
fabulous.
American sports writer and softball player.
Hey, look at that. Who are some other ones?
Ramona is a vocalist.
Zidano and Cap coming up next, 710 ESPN. No, wait, it's pregame. Oh, well.
Good one, Brian.